Shows my Ravi, Freeman Shlita, special guest. Always a schuss to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh with the Hail Gatora. So the parsha begins, Parsha Shemini. Vayhi Beyom HaShemini, we know this is the eighth day after Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days was setting up and taking down the Mishkan. And doing all the Avodah, and finally it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's the beginning of Hakamas HaMishkan, it's the beginning of Mamash using the Mishkan. And Rashi there tells us, Rashi there tells us about, on that day, V'natal Asara Ataros, that somehow there were these 10 Ataros, 10 crowns, that were taken, that were brought down. And he's really alluding to a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Zayin. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Tana Oysa Yoim Natal Eser Atoros. On that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were 10 crowns that were brought down into the world. And it goes through, and most of them make, I'm going to skip the first one, because we're going to come back. This is the one that's a Pella. Rishon L'Nesiyim. The first day of the Nesiyim, that's when the Nesiyim started bringing their Karbonos in the Mishkan. Rishon L'Kuhuna, the Kohanim started doing their Avoda. Rishon L'Avoda, Avoda itself. Rishon L'Yiridas Ha'esh, the fire came down, there was an Esh Tomid on the Mizbeach. Rishon L'Varach Yisrael, Yad Birchas Kohanim. Rishon L'Isra Abamos, no longer could you bring a Karbon on Abama. Rishon L'Chadashim, it's the first Rosh Chodesh. All these make a lot of sense. What's the first of the crowns? The first of the crowns that I skipped, Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis. That this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin, and this is what Rashi at the beginning of our parasha alludes to, is the first of Maseh Bereishis. Now we know there is a famous machlokes in Rosh Hashanah, was the world created in Nisan, or world creating in Tishrei, and perhaps, this Chazal, this Gemara, and this Rashi is going with that Deya, that the world was created in Nisan. However, that doesn't seem to be the way we paskin. This doesn't seem the way that we all feel. We have Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah we daven Hayoyim Haras Olam. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah because it's the beginning of the world, it's the day man was created. So what do you mean Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis? Is that really true? Is that really true? So the famous Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says it a little differently, but we're going to use this Kedushas Levi. Then Tziva Shalom takes this Kedushas Levi and just a little bit alters it. And Hilga Berditchever explains that when there's a creation in the world, when anything, forget about for a moment the Eibishter's creation of the world, but when we create Yesh Miyesh, we create. So, for example, when the team at Apple created the first iPhone, so you had the day when they came and finished creating the iPhone. The iPhone was created. Yet, that was one iPhone that was created. The purpose of that iPhone, the purpose of this that I'm holding right here, was that people throughout the world can communicate easily with each other from wherever they might be. That's what it is to have a phone in one's pocket. Maybe a little too much, but I may have been Yavin, right? So that didn't happen that day when the phone was created. Nobody else, there was one iPhone, or nothing was going on with it. It probably was months later until it was produced and sent out to the world, and many people throughout the world had the iPhone when the first iPhone came into whatever year that might be. Came into the world and was finally went out into the market, that the fulfillment of the purpose of the creation occurred. So if, let's just say the iPhone was created, February 1st, it probably wasn't until, I don't know, November time, that was already sold in stores and people had it and were using it. So too, We'll say it the way that Siv Shalom says, even though it's really based on the Berditchever and his drushes by Pesach. So too was the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And when was Sheish HaShemei Bereishis? That was Tishrei. That was then. Rosh Hashanah Hayom HaRas Olam. But the creation of the world was only a first step. There was the fruition of the creation. There was the purpose in that creation. And the purpose in that creation, although multifaceted, ultimately was that the Eibishter should be brought down into the world. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Nishanis Ava, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Dira Petachtoinim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that yes, man was created, and that man, we'll say it as it is, right? Meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, we'll say it the way that the Ramchal explains. The Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why did he create the world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Noisein, the ultimate giver. And as being the ultimate giver, you can't just be a giver in theory. You can't just sit in a corner all day learning Svarim about giving. You have to actually actualize that and give. You have to be someone who gives, who cares, who gives. So the Eibishter, if he's perfect in every way, and he's the perfect giver, he needed people to give to. And he created the world to give. Our purpose then is to receive that. But how do we receive that? I always said, Lamashal, imagine the following. Imagine the following. Imagine this room right now was pitch dark. And you had a safer and you wanted to learn. But and there's a little light in one corner. What are you going to do? You're going to go closer to the light. And the closer you go to the light, the more you're going to enjoy the light. The more you're going to gain from the light. So too, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and I to give to us, and our purpose then is to receive, what's ultimately our vote? To get close to the Rabbanu Shalom. And the closer we are to, because Rabbanu Shalom in his relationship to this world is just giving and giving and giving. And the closer we get to the Rabbanu Shalom, the more we're going to receive that good. So ultimately, one way to do that is bring the Rabbanu Shalom into the world. Bring him into every aspect of this world. Shenis Adak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see this, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. Gracious Rabba, Amarab in Gimel Tes, Amarab Shmuel Barami, Mitchilas Briyasa Sha'olam, from the beginning of the creation of the world, Nis'ava Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasas Shutfus Batachtonim. He wants to be a partner with this world, he wants to be brought down into this world. And he continues, Ba'komas Amishkun, Shinevar Ba'i Amakabi Amarishan's Karbano, Rishon the Briyasa Sha'olam. To measure the Hakamas Hamishkan was Rishon LeBriyasa Sholayim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ki Ilu BaOisa Yom BaRasiya Solami. The measure says Hashem says the day that the Mishkan was created as if today was the day that I created the world. It's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud as well. It's Zel Brzach. What does it mean? It's the day that the world created this, because it's the day that the world came and fulfilled its purpose. It's a big Yisod Chevre. That means, in a certain sense, our purpose is to bring the Rabbanu Shalom into this world, to bring the Rabbanu Shalom into our lives. We're not zoicha right now to a Beis HaMikdash, to a Mishkan, but we're zoicha, we can, in so many ways, bring the Rabbanu Shalom into our lives. I think that might be the connection to later, the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha talks all about kashrus. The same parasha that begins with HaKamas HaMishkan ends with kashrus. What is kashrus? Kashrus, I tell you, is just today looking into, after book flights to go to Chicago, not for a little bit, but I was thinking about a trip. I've spoken about it before. Once I was flying, I was at a chasna in Detroit. I was flying back from the chasna. Remember Yoni Miodovnik, Rabbi? Yoni Miodovnik's chasna. He lives in Detroit. His wife's from Detroit. So often you end up where your wife is from, but that's another story for another time. Lamaiza, I'm flying back. Told this story before. And I'm sitting there, and I remember like yesterday, I was learning Mishnayos. At a Kahati, I'm learning Mishnayos. And there was a woman next to me. No, the woman was at the end, maybe. The woman, Ichbeistish, was like reading a book. And there was a guy on his laptop watching some movie. They were both in their like mid to late 20s. And all the time I'm thinking like, okay, they're like, look at them. You know, I have this chus to learn Torah, what a chus. Fine, but then they come around, you know, with drinks, right? So I get a Diet Coke, and I sit, and the guy next to me, the guy, asks for wine. And they give him, like, in a plastic cup, some wine. And he takes the wine, and he just downs it. No bracha, nothing. He wasn't Jewish, don't get me wrong. There was nothing he did wrong. But Lamaisa, I remember, like, I'm just not used to eating with the Umas Olam at all, you know? And it was just like, it was actually like, very, I was in awe in a certain sense, not in a good way. Like, I'm thinking to myself, wine, just like that on a flight. I make Kiddush on wine. Like, I make Havdalah on wine. I've stood underneath many chuppas and made brachas on a case of yayin. I've been doing to be the kohen by pidyon ben and make a bar pirat goffin. I've zoicha to name babies holding a kais shul yayin, to just like sit down on a plane and have in a plastic cup some wine. It's just, there was something just so mundane. And then just to down it, no bracha, nothing, not that the guy did anything wrong. But do you know what it said to me? I have this chus right here, my Diet Coke, I first make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, the source of all blessing. Elokeinu, our God, Melech Olam. Everything is created from you. You know what that is? It means, in my Coke, I'm bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom into my airplane seat. And this guy over here is eat, drink, and be merry. But that's an incredible schus we have as a Yid. And that's what I think, maybe. That's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha being, Bayom HaShmini HaKomos HaMishkon, which is telling me, which is, K'yoyim B'riyasol Sho'olam. Like the day the world was created. That's something very real. It's telling me that the Kedushas Levi, that the purpose of the world is to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into the world. And therefore, the end, we see how that is. Maybe that's as well why it's very interesting in Maftir, at the end, right after all the Kashrus, a very interesting pasuk, and Rashi picks up on it. Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem eretz Yisrael. Very interesting lashon. I am Hashem who lifted you up out of Mitzrayim. What? And Rashi asks the question. Rashi says, "Bekulon ksiv hotzeitzi." It's always because ani Hashem hotzeitzi etchem eretz Yisrael. Why hamala? So you quote Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, "Hamala lo helis Yisrael Mitzrayim ele bishvil sheim etam bishrotim kisharumos dayom umayusu hu gavayo." If I just lifted them up out of Mitzrayim, just so he quotes one of it, but I think it's keeps Hilchos Kashrus, not like the Umas Olam. Mal Yusuf, that's your Maila. Meaning you're lifted up above the rest of the world in everything that we do. And that's the fruition of the creation of the world. That's our HaKamas HaMishkon. Bizman HaZeh. And the way we eat is just one example. But everything we do, we bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into. It's not just when we're in the Beis Medrash, when we sit and learn and we daven bada, but in everything that we do. You know, it's interesting, it's amazing, that's maybe as well why this all starts, Vayihi Bayom HaShemini. Vayihi Bayom HaShemini. The eighth day. This all started, it's really the beginning, it's day one of HaKamas HaMishkan, but it's the eighth of the Meluim. Vayihi Bayom HaShemini, there's an emphasis on the eighth day. We see, by the way, in the next few parshas, constantly an emphasis on eight. We see a constant emphasis on eight. But we're going to have Bris Mila in next week's parasha. Bris Mila is on day eight. We also find, then we're going to go into Tazria Mitzoyra, the Hilchos of Tsaras, and the Tahara is day eight. We find constantly, again, eight, eight, eight. What's eight? The Maral famously tells us that seven is Teva, is this physical world. Because there's 7 days to a week, and eight is Lamalim in a Teva. Vayihi Biyom HaShemini, the purpose of the world being created is for what? For each and every one of us to be lemala min hateva, to lift ourselves above this world, not to be pulled down to this world. And we see it now more than ever. This world is lowly. This world is full of sheker. This world, people don't know MS for sheker if they saw it in front of their eyes in the world we live in. There's so much tumma. There's so much taiva. You can't even, Lamaisa Baruch Hashem, we live in like this small little hub of shtetl, and we, mamish, you all we see are pretty much yidden, whether it's here, whether it's in Lakewood, Rebbe. It's the same in that way. Baruch Hashem, right? I thought tonight I had a l'chaim in the city. It was very beautiful. It's the Aryeh Sokol. Baruch Hashem, a beautiful l'chaim, a beautiful simcha, but to get there, you drive through the city, and mamish just to drive through the city and look in the streets. It's mamish just filth everywhere. It's disgusting. It's mamish a very physical, lowly world, more than ever. We're allowing the world, the society we live in, the lowest of societies. Sadly, it's amazing. It should have been. So what is, but our avoid is a yid is, ma'alaschem me'aretz Mitzrayim. Ba'yibayom ha'shmini, I have to be above it. That's what it was, by the way. Even in the beginning, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu from the beginning. Parshas Lech Lecha. First parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks the very first yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram Avinu outside and tells him, look at the stars, so too will be your children. And everybody asked the question. In numbers, this is just not true. It never came true. In numbers, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean that we're going to be like the stars? Koyi azarecha. What does it mean we're going to be like the stars? What does that mean? It's just not true. Well, how many? You know how many Jews are in the world? How many Jews are in the world now? I think you could. 14, 15 million Jews. There are a billion Muslims, a billion Christians, and there are billions of stars. So what does that mean? We're going to be like the stars. The Medrash says, "Vayotze oso hachutza," and he said, "Habeit no hashemayim." Habeit stare means stare down. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram above the sky, out of the universe, and said, "Look down at the stars." Koyi azarecha. What does it mean, koyi azarecha? Not like the stars. I saw this from Rabbi Avram Shor years ago in his Chanukah Sefer. He says, just like right now, you're lamalim in ateva, just like habeit nashamayim, look down, you're above it. Koyi azarecha. Your children will be able to be above this world. Don't worry, they're not going to be dragged down in this world. Hamalas chamir, that's right. Anoyche shem alokecha, shesitzichem eretzrayim. Hamalas chamir, that's right. You're not, I'm just not taking you out of that world, you're above that world. Above the world is shmini. Vayibishmanu shmini. And we have to understand that's how are you above this world? When you're locked in with the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Because the Ribbono Shel'Olam is above this world. And I bring the Ribbono Shel'Olam into everything in the world, I'm above it. And that fulfills the purpose of my creation. You know, we have, Baruch Hashem, Moyadim throughout the year. We're about, Bez Hashem, and before you know, we're going to be by Pesach. And the Moyad, what's the Lashon Moyad? Moyad is to meet up. It's a time to meet up with the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That's why every Moed teaches us this lesson as well. Every Moed, when we're Oyla Regel, and we're reminded of this Yisod, what happens? You have Sukkos. Sukkos is 7 days, but really, then you have Shmini Atzeres. It's all to lead up to Shmini, to the 8th, which is the highest day of Kashal Am Lefridaschem, the highest day of Kedusha. Pesach is 7 days, but really, you know, I and the Ramban in Parshas Emor, it's one long yontiv with Shavuos, which is the 8th day of Pesach. One long progression. You really could look at Pesach, the Ramban says, is the first day of the yontiv. Svira is Chol HaMoed, and Shavuos is the end. Shavuos is Atzeres, if you have 7 days Pesach, and then Shavuos, it's day 8 also. Meaning they're all the Yom Tovim, when we meet up the Ribbono Shel'Olam, is teaching us how all our days should be. L'malo, above. You know what it means to be above? Let me tell you a story that I reread recently. There was a tzaddik, Reb Chaim Berman, told over the story from the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav used to tell over this story about a tzaddik of Avram Burstein. Reb Avram Burstein was a Rav of a city in Lithuania, Tevrig. Have you heard of Tevrig? I don't know, Tevrig. So during World War One, there was a curfew placed. And no one was allowed to have lights on past a particular time because they didn't want the enemy to be able to see with their lights, to be able to bomb or chvesnish, whatever it was. Rav Avram wanted to learn at night. So he disregarded the curfew. Disregarded, he left on a very small light to see the page he was learning. Somehow some soldiers noticed it and they barged into his house and they accused him of being a spy. He has a light on, he's not listening. Rav Avram tried to explain, he was using it to study, but they wouldn't hear of it. And Rav Avram, he stood by his story. He said, no, I'm really just trying to learn. And they told him, okay, that's it, we're going to shoot him. We're going to shoot you. They told him, I'm going to shoot you. So Rav Avram asks, could I have 15 more minutes? 15 minutes, true story, mamish. Why? He was in the middle of a Rambam. And he wanted to get pshat in the Rambam. Mamish, this is a story, this is what the Panavid Rav is you say. He wants 15 more minutes, explaining to soldiers he'd been studying something, and he wanted time to figure it out. Listen, they're going to kill him. They said, okay, you can have your 15 minutes. It was his dying wish. You know, you get that one last wish? One last wish. A few moments later, the siren sounded, and all the soldiers had to run back to base and run back to Chvestis. They were being called in to move on to the next village. They immediately ran, and they left him, and he lived. You have to be living above this world to have such a request in such a situation. You have to be living above this world to even have that light on. I'm not even telling you it's mutter. It's you're living, you're above the world. You're in tune with the Ribbono Shel'Olam, in tune with Torah, in a just different way. And we have to be above it. And not sink, you know what? The world culture, and the entertainment world, and so much that brings us down, and that we allow ourselves to look at on social media, and on TikTok, or the likes, or whatever it might be. All that that's doing is bringing us down into this world. You know, that's what Yavon was. Yavon was be part of Greek culture, Hellenized. That's the Gaulis we live in. Be part of American culture in every way. That's why Yavon, look at the letters, Yud, Vav, and the Nun. It's all pulling down. It's pulling us down to the lowest of places. Our Avoida is Yibi Yom HaShemini. To be above it. To be above it, and we can all be above it. Koi Yazarecha. So here's the problem. I was thinking about this, and then Mamash Nativ Shalom went into it. This is very beautiful and wonderful. What's the holiest day of the year and the holiest day of every week? Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the seventh day of the week. We're saying we're building this whole Torah of Ayibi Yom HaShemini and 8 is Lamalam and Atev, and we have to be above this world. Maybe the week should have been 8 days and 7 days of work, and 8th day should have been the day of rest. Lamalam and Atev. I know it sounds very strange to all of us. It's very strange because it's not what we're used to. If the world was a week of 8 days and that's how we were born and that's what we're used to, that's how it would be. It would all be good. So why is Shabbos? Shabbos Kodesh on the 7th day. So Nesiv Shalom was bothered by this already. And he brings down something incredible. Listen, Chavr, Mamish, incredible. From the Beis Avram of Slonim. Until Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, everywhere in the Torah when talking about Shabbos, it doesn't refer to it as a Shabbos. It refers to it as Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi. What do we have? Vayichal Elokim b'Yom HaShvi. Vayishbos b'Yom HaShvi. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi. It's always the seventh day. Comes Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Comes finally the tzivoy of Shabbos. What does the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud say? Matana toiva yeshli b'beis knozov u'Shabbos Shema. What do you mean u'Shabbos Shema? Meaning not Yom HaShvi. It's Shabbos. It's a whole new world. Meaning, the Tzivah Shalom says, there's a concept of Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi is the seventh day of the week. But there's also a concept of Shabbos. And the concept of Shabbos is Lamala. A concept of Shabbos is Mamish, the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's when we find out the Shomer B'nai Yisrael says Shabbos. Oisi, then it's an Ois. Bein Yuvein B'nai Yisrael, Oisi Li'olam. It's suddenly that connection to Hashem that we have from Shabbos. If you just live Shabbos without Hilchos Shabbos, without Oinik Shabbos, without Suda Shabbos, it's Yom HaShvi. It could be Yom HaShvi. To the Umas Oilam, it's Yom HaShvi. In fact, they're not even allowed to tap into this. A year, we all know famously, the Umas Oilam who keep Shabbos is Chayav Nisa, not allowed to even. You're worldly. You're lower. You're not Koyi Azarecha. We don't have any longer Yom HaShvi. We have Ushabbos Shema. It's a new name. That's Lamala. That's the Shabbos that you and I keep. That's it's a new beginning. Your mamish gained full mechil even if, through Shabbos because you're lamala, you're above it all. Came to me, by the way, an incredible gematria, incredible remez. I was thinking about this. I don't know. Rabbi Yossi Spiegel always asks me why I do my minhag generally when I say someone, especially on Friday night when you're entering. I don't just say good Shabbos, good Shabbos Kodesh. I don't know, it's just something I started doing. I don't know why. Good Shabbos Kodesh. To understand why, maybe it's just because I naturally want myself, I'm always talking just to myself, but others as well, to understand it's Shabbos Kodesh. It's not just Shabbos. It's recognize the Kedusha of Shabbos. Because sometimes we become desensitized. We all look forward to Shabbos because it's a day of a break and a day of rest. Physical rest. That's what Mordechai was saying before, right? We all week long, we don't sleep enough, let's be real. Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. We get physical rest, we eat delicious food. It's beautiful. If you don't love Shabbos, something's really off with you. No, off. Like even if you don't understand the deep Kabbalah, and like if you don't love Shabbos, something's just off. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's mamish. I say this all the time. I'm mamish. You know, I'm not a racist. Chaver knows me. I'm not a racist on any level. I don't look down upon others. I have some members of the Muslim who are close friends and wonderful people, and I don't look down upon people. That being said, I'm mamish. Sometimes I look around and see the Umos Olam. I'm like, I just feel bad for them that they don't have Shabbos. I'm like, how do you exist? No, I wouldn't know how it exists without Shabbos. Like, how do you go through and not have Shabbos? Like, imagine it's just another day that you could be on your phone and you could do all the responsibilities and feel the pressure of whatever else is going on. Like, you need it to live. The biggest matana toiva yeshiv is gnaz of a Shabbos shema. The biggest gift in the world. The biggest gift in the world, Shabbos. I had a close friend. His brother, his older brother, sadly, grew up religious, but and went to yeshiva, and then he got pulled into the very, you know, the world of gashmis. He was a very big in the world of finance. He was literally making millions. Like, mamish, extremely successful, but workaholic. But sadly, slowly lost touch with his Yiddishkeit, fell into that world. And then suddenly he realized he was like burnt out completely because he was working like 80-hour weeks. It was crazy. It was out of control. And he started keeping Shabbos because he just needed the break to be able to stop. And he'd get home sometimes. A car would drop him off minutes before Shabbos. And cars would be waiting for him Matzah Shabbos. But those 25 hours, you can't touch me. I'm just with... And mom, it's just a day to disconnect from the world, disconnect from the responsibility, be with family, be with Hashem, be with yourself. This world, people are not with themselves anymore. They don't even know who they are. Shabbos. But Shabbos is so much more than that. That's just the disconnect. Shabbos is not just Yom HaShvi. It's Shabbos. It's a day, if I need a day to remind myself I'm l'malo min ha-teva, I'm above this world, it's Shabbos. So I call Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Kodesh, Bigamatria 410, exactly Gematria Shemini. A Shabbos is not just Yom HaShvi, it's the Shemini, it's Lamala. We learned before that there's a journey between Pesach and Shavuos. And we have to understand that Shavuos is the culmination, is the day 8. You know, how do we get to Shavuos? We have to count Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. 7 weeks. And it's 50 days. Wait a minute. You ever think about a chevra? It's a pasuk in Emma, right? How many days are in 7 weeks? It's not difficult math. 49. The 50th day is Shavuos. So we say count 7 weeks and count 50 days. No, count 49 days. So obviously the ikkar is that we're trying to reach 50. 50 is the beginning of 8 again. Meaning you have 7 full weeks. That's 7 times 7 is 49. But I want to be 50. I want to be l'malo min ha-teva. That's the sharnun. L'malo min ha-teva. How do I get there? You ever pay attention? It doesn't say sheva shavuos. It should weeks. If I asked anyone here, what's the Hebrew word for weeks? You'd say shavuos. But what does the pasuk say? Sheva shabbosos. You want to prepare to get to shavuos and marry the Rabbeinu Shalom because the couple of Akigigigigigigigigigigig was a chuppah. It was our marriage with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Many of the minhagim that go down by our marriage are reenacting Har Sinai. You want to be one with Hashem and be above this world? You have to prepare 7 Shabbosos. Not just Yom HaShvi, not Sheva Shavuos. Because Shabbos is that day that I'm above this world. And then it affects my entire week as well. We've said this many times from the Nesiv HaShalom. A lot of Nesiv HaShalom tonight. the Gemara and Shabbos day, when we keep Shtei Shabbosos, we'll be Zoicher Mashiach. So Yerushalayim says it's Shabbos, and sometimes a week is called Shabbos. Meaning, if why two? I keep two Shabbosos, we'll be Zoicher Gula. Why not three if I need many? It's a Chazakah. One should be good enough. Imagine we all keep one Shabbos. If you keep Shabbos in a way that you're lifted up, and then you keep it all week long also with you. The second Shabbos is the week. That's when we'll be Zoichet Gula. Chavar, Vayi Bayom HaShmini. Vayi Bayom HaShmini, they're saying, is Rishon Lamaseh Bereshis. It was the culmination of the purpose of this world, which is to bring Hashem into our lives. But to lift, ultimately to lift, what does that mean? How do I bring Hashem into my life? I lift myself out as well. Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem is above this world. So you and I have to lift ourselves out of this world and connect to the Rabban Shalom in everything that we do. Bringing him into the way we eat, bringing him into the way we hang out with our friends, bringing him into every place in this world. That's our avodah. Hamal Eschem. Hamal Eschem. You know, and that's who we are. That's our essence. You know, I was thinking, and I'll read the words, the very famous words of Mark Twain. Mark Twain, when talking about you and I, he wrote a very famous essay. If you ever read it, it's kedai to read. He writes, the Egyptian, the Babylonian, and the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed. The Jews saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts. All things are mortal, but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality? Immortality, I'm sorry. What is the secret of his immortality? We're immortal. You know what it means that we're immortal? These are the words of Mark Twain, a non-Jew. He recognized and he saw we're above. What is the secret? We know the secret. The secret is that you and I have a neshama. And that neshama is not just a nefesh of Bahamas. It's chelek alakami ma'amamish. It's part and parcel of the Rabban Shalom. And you and I have the relationship with the Rabban Shalom. And we have Torah to be able to get to understand the Rabban Shalom and to see his essence and to give him a hug and then to lift ourselves up and then bring him into every single aspect of our life. There's nothing I do that I don't connect to the Rabban Shalom. The way I eat, the way I sleep, the way I sleep differently. There's halachos, where, how I'm supposed to sleep. To sleep not on my back and not on my stomach, on my side. And to say Kriyat Shema Lamita before I go to sleep. And to wake up and immediately wash Negel Vasa when I wake up in the morning. There's halachos, the way I sleep differently. I eat differently, I walk differently. Why? Because I'm with the Rabban Shalom. It means I'm lamala, I'm above it all. I'm Yom HaShmini, and I'm fulfilling that purpose. And live like this. And you live like this, then we'll be Zoich again. If we bring the Rabbanu Shalom into our lives, into everything we do, then we'll be Zoich Bez Hashem Yisbarach. We'll be Zoich each and every one of us to see the Dior B'Tachtayim again. We're waiting for it now more than ever. I've said this before, but from the beginning of October 7th, and it's been way too long. I can't, sometimes I have to mamish slap myself to believe that we're still in the middle of this 6 months later. It's mamish. Nobody would have nobody would have ever imagined October 7th in the wildest nightmares. And when it happened, no one would have. We would have said Pesach time. We're still going to be talking about this and still have hostages. Shem Yirachim. It's so difficult. It's so hard. It's so long. And we're still in this. We're still in this. But we're going to be zoicha to Gula. We're going to be zoicha to Gula. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We're going to be zoicha to Gula. And I remember the very first week, and I was by my Rebbe Meir Matzal Zilber, this is Chinner Rebbe. We asked him how we should daven and what we should do specifically, and he says, we have to daven for Mashiach. We have to daven for Mashiach. It's not enough just to daven for the soldiers. Alibi, we daven for soldiers. But we have to daven for Mashiach. This is the time. So we have to daven for Beit HaMikdash. But by bringing the Rabbanu Shalom into this world, we'll be Zoyche, Mir Tashem, to see the Dior B'Tachtonim again. With the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with the Gula Shleima, from Heir of Yom.